This is Kelly Blewett. A long time gone, the sprawling new novel from Atlanta-based novelist Karen White is a complicated whirl of stories about the women of the Walker family. Adelaide Walker's story about falling in love in the 1920s, Carol Lynn Walker's story about young motherhood in the 1970s, and Vivian Walker's story about returning to Mississippi after a long time gone in 2013. The book is rife with description of the land of Mississippi, of the gardens and the old Walker homestead. This homestead, comprised of acres of cotton fields and an eccentric manor house, is bequeathed by tradition to the eldest daughter of the family rather than the eldest son. And the eldest daughter in 2013 is Vivian Walker, a shy, beautiful woman who feels like her family has been cursed with addiction. She likes pain pills, and her mother liked drugs, too. And perhaps worse, cursed with the desire to abandon home, abandon tradition, and worst of all, abandon children. Vivian Walker grew up without a mother, and her mother grew up without a mother. But there's something strange about the Walker women. They always come back to the place they left. The house, with its glaring yellow paint and castle-like turrets, elaborate vegetable gardens, and black four-poster bed, exerts a powerful pull over the women in this story. To paraphrase a saying, you can take the Walker women out of Mississippi, but you can't take the Mississippi out of the Walker women. Now Vivian is back with her preteen stepdaughter Chloe in tow. She's coming to terms with the fact that her mother has dementia, that there are mysteries around the Walker household that beg to be answered, and that the deep fear that she has that she's no better than her mother needs to be addressed. Like many Southern novels, then, this is a book about the past and the present, about legacies that demand to be embraced, and about hurt and healing. White's plot is carefully constructed, and I bet you, like me, won't be able to put the book down as you reach the final pages. You will be too eager to see how the mysteries will be solved and what our contemporary heroine will make of herself in light of those solutions. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.